Good morning and welcome to Live from FM 91, Conversation and Performance with some of our area's finest musicians, also visiting guest artists. We're coming to you from WGTE's Dana Performance Studio. I'm Brad Cresswell. As you may know, over the past few months, we've been doing this show virtually, welcoming guests by phone, sometimes playing some archival performances, and that is the case today, but actually, it is a wonderful opportunity because I'm pleased to welcome two absolutely fantastic musicians to the program today. They're talking to me over the phone. That is Evan Zipporin and Christine Southworth. I want to welcome both of you.
Thank you.
Hi.
Where are you calling from? You're in Massachusetts, right?
Yes, we are in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Lexington, Massachusetts.
Wonderful. Now, to talk a little bit about the both of you, I mean, you know, we could spend half an hour going through your respective resumes, but Evan, you are a leading composer, you're a conductor, you're a multi-instrumentalist. You were also the featured guest last year at the 40th New Music Festival at Bowling Green State University. And Christine, you're also a composer, you're a photographer, you're a video artist. And I'm assuming you were also at the festival last year, right? I know your music was there.
Yes,
but
I was, yeah.
Yeah, you both were there. I guess I should mention you're a couple. You're not calling from the same room in the house, but from the same.
No, we're in the same area.
Yeah, the same area. That's okay. I won't ask you to describe your surroundings. I wonder if we're going to play a piece of your music, Christine, first. And I wonder if first you can just give us a little bit of, you know, the backstory on you. I don't need a whole bio, but what do you think people would like to know about you?
Well, besides being a composer and a video artist, I'm a cat rescuer. And so you might hear this kitten screaming in the background here. I'm trying to get him to stop. musically, I started writing music in college, but was having a difficult time. I wasn't trained as a composer, so I was having a difficult time writing music that people could actually read. So this sort of led to starting Ensemble Robot, which was an orchestra of robotic instruments that we designed sort of from the sort of components up to make different kinds of music. And that was my main activity from like 2003 until 2007 or 8. I've worked a lot with Balinese Gamelan, but the piece that you're going to play, I believe, is Shark Tooth Frenzy, which is for piano with percussion, all played by one person, and written at the Hermitage Artist Retreat in south of Sarasota, Florida, where fossilized shark teeth wash up on the beach every day. So my residency there, you know, the leisure activity was going out finding fossilized shark teeth.
So there was a frenzy of shark teeth, as it were.
It was a frenzy. I have about 3,000, I think.
I'm interested in that you have the pianist in addition to playing the piano. I mean, we don't always think of this, but the piano is really a percussion instrument, but also playing snare and bass drum while they're doing that.
Yeah.
Is that, I mean, that's not a common thing to ask musicians to do, is it?
No, it's not. It was actually commissioned by Danny Holt, who's a wonderful pianist that I met years ago at the Thing in a Can Summer Institute. We were there at the same time. And he's great. He's an awesome musician and just fabulous person. But he was doing this project with percussion, and he asked me to write something.
Yeah. Well, we've got a performance from last year's Bowling Green New Music Festival. I do want to mention that the upcoming festival, number 41, is happening later this month. It's October 15th through 18th. It's all virtual. It's all online this year. Mm-hmm. Augusta Reed Thomas is the featured composer. There's also a concert from Third Coast Percussion. So they're keeping alive, you know, a lot of the new music activities that they do.
That's great.
Yeah. People can find more information about that at bgsu.edu/newmusic. But back now to Sharktooth Frenzy. We're going to hear a performance from pianist Evgeny Yuntov. I assume, Christine, you were there for that performance?
Yes, and he was wonderful. And okay. And you're right, it's not a common thing to ask pianists to do. So it was great to find someone who took to it so well and did such a great job.
Music by Christine Southworth on our virtual broadcast of Live from FM 91. That's music by Christine Southworth. It's called Sharktooth Frenzy. We heard a recording from the Bowling Green State University New Music Festival from this last year. Pianist Evgeny Yuntov, not only at the piano, but also playing A little bit of snare drum, a little bit of bass drum, and that work by Christine Southward. Christine is my guest, along with Evan Zipporin, who was the featured composer last year at the BG New Music Festival. And Evan, I've got you on the phone now. You know, I asked Christine to tell us a little bit about her backstory. I wonder if you might go ahead and introduce yourself a little bit to our audience.
Sure. Well, something that's familiar to Bowling Green new music audiences, but to no other audiences on the planet, is the idea of a composer or bass clarinetist who's interested in gamelan, because you've got one of the two in the world, which is Kurt Doles, and I'm the other one. So we've Kurt and I have had a long time friendship that was just built on that strange coincidence of interests, and that's kind of my story. I'm from Chicago. I was classically raised, but grew up in the great era of FM radio in Chicago. So I was listening to everything under the sun, going from Bartok to Miles Davis to the Beatles and David Bowie, to eventually Balinese gamelan. And when I finished my university degree, I went to Indonesia for originally a year, but then kept going back, got very involved in the music there. Came back here, started my own gamelan, Galactica, and then also sort of backed Bass Ackwards, if I can say that on the radio, into performing with this newfound ensemble, the Banganakan All-Stars. And then ended up sort of rediscovering the clarinet and the bass clarinet through that. Worked with them for about 20 years. That's kind of the short version.
Yeah. I mean, we could go on and on. We talk about the people you've collaborated with. I mean, that's a huge, long list as well, and folks will certainly remember. I would wager that a lot of folks listening to the program right now also watch PBS. They may have seen the Ken Burns, the Vietnam War special, which I know that some of your arrangements were featured in that as well.
Yeah, that was a wonderful project. That was through Silk Road Ensemble, who I've worked with for a long time, and that was just a fantastic thing where they just threw a bunch of Vietnamese music from the era at me and said, what's interesting to you and what could you arrange for us for this? So I got to know something about all stripes of Vietnamese music from the 60s, which I knew nothing about before. Mm-hmm. And then, Ken Burns and Lynn Novak, who was his collaborator on that, were very active in the production. So that was of the music. So that was a really fantastic opportunity to get to know them and see how they think and how they work. So that was a really kind of thrilling project. And the thing is that collaboration is really one of the greatest pleasures of music making. That you're suddenly getting to meet people that, both when you get a chance to work with your idols and also when you just meet these amazing musicians doing things that you, would never imagine people doing, finding a way to come together with them. It's like the ultimate perk of the job.
Yeah. You were talking earlier about your interest in the gamelan, the Indonesian gamelan, and that's an instrument that people are not familiar with, I'm sure. They may recognize it when they hear it. In fact, I play a little gamelan music when I can get away with it on the radio. And this next piece that we're going to hear by you actually has a Javanese title, and it uses an instrument that we usually think of as belonging to the gamelan ensemble. But we're going to hear the version for kind of the classical version for the vibraphone instead. But talk about this piece and how it originally came to be. It's called Tunggal?
Yeah, which just means solo.
Okay.
So gamelan, of course, is generally an ensemble affair. But in this case, what happened was, this is a sort of world's colliding moment that a percussionist named Blair Mackay up in Toronto contacted me, and I had met him when I wrote my first gamelan piece in the late 1980s for a group up there in Toronto called the Evergreen Club, which is still in existence. And he asked me to write him a solo piece for the bonong, which is an Indonesian instrument, melodic instrument. And so that was the original version of this piece. Meanwhile, Ian Ding, who I had worked with in Bang in a Can, because he used to do a lot of work with us, and who's an amazing percussionist, who is kind of one of the main drivers of New Music Detroit, asked me if I had any solo pieces for vibraphone, and I didn't at the time. And I thought, well, wait a minute, why don't you just have this piece on vibraphone? Let's see how it works. And so really it was Ian's initiative to do it. And, you know, he's an amazing player, and he just did a fantastic job with it. And, you know, frankly, there's a lot more call in the world for solo vibraphone pieces than there are for solo bonos pieces. So it's nice to have the second version. But, you know, I can't say enough about Ian, who also was on the festival last year.
Yeah.
So we did a lot of music together, and, you know, really an extraordinary musician, and just understood this piece without, he doesn't play gamelan, but he completely understood what I was after in terms of phrasing and pacing, and, you know, just did a really beautiful job with it.
Well, we're going to hear it now from Ian Ding from that concert featuring New Music Detroit last year at Bowling Green State University. The piece is Tungal, T-U-N-G-G-A-L. As you mentioned, it means solo in Javanese. This is music of Evan Zipporin. You're on our virtual broadcast of Live from FM 91.
Thank you.
Music of Evan Zipporin, performed by percussionist Ian Ding. We heard Tungal, that's music that was performed as part of last year's New Music Festival at Bowling Green State University, the ensemble New Music Detroit performing a concert on which that piece was heard. Evan Zipporin and Christine Southworth are my guests today, both of them composers, but so much more than that. I want to ask you both how the pandemic has been affecting you. I think I saw a Facebook post somewhere where you said that, you know, as we speak, as we're talking right now, you guys are performing for the first time tonight in like 6 months. Am I right in saying that?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. So how has it been affecting you? I mean, obviously you haven't been giving public performances.
Yeah, well, that's been a huge change, obviously. You know, things become very, very insular, which has, I mean, aside from the world going to hell in a handbasket, you know, things get really redirected inward, and it's a good time to prioritize, figure out what's really important to you. So for me, the first couple months of it were really spent with my students, because they were all, like, as I'm sure happened at Bowling Green, everybody was sent home and we had to figure out how to, you know, teach them through a computer screen. So I was actually, in that case, you know, it was a nice way to sort of bring a lot of the skills that I have from the outside world, like recording and mixing and editing, and kind of forcing that on students who need it, want it, but didn't know how to ask for it. So, you know, we were doing a lot of online music making, which is very difficult to do live, as I'm sure everybody knows now, but, you know, making recordings remotely, and teaching them skills that I feel like musicians actually need in the 21st century anyway, but right now are the only ways to make music together effectively. So, since then, refound actually time to like actually practice my instruments. So working up some new repertoire on the bass clarinet and clarinet, and doing more projects, more recording projects with people at a distance, and taking a lot of long walks with the dog.
Yeah.
Which has been great. That part has been great. So,
well, Christine, you do so much work, like, you know, that goes beyond just music. You know, creating stuff. You even talk about the robot orchestra. I mean, it seems like some of what you do would be tailor-made to online offerings.
Yes. Well, yes and no. Our instruments, the robotic instruments, were these large-scale. We just basically only did them as a live performance with either performers or on their own or in installations. But they were never online.
I see.
But I've been doing a project, just a solo recording project, taking early feminist poetry from around the world and setting it to I'm singing and playing guitar and playing mandolin and kind of just exploring sounds that I can make on my own, and just making pieces like that. So those, once I finish them, those will be online only, I think.
Okay.
And just live in the recorded world. But all other than that, I mean, just enjoying nature. Strange being in one place for so long. So I think both of us travel so much, and actually we were in Paris when everything started getting bad here. So I got home from Paris and everything came crashing down in about like a week, I think. And so being here at home for so long and just seeing the whole season change from, I mean, it was winter and then summer's already gone, but seeing the details of every day, the minute changes in the woods, basically taking the same walks every day for yeah. 6 months. It's been really interesting.
Yeah. And you're still getting along with each other after 6 months of staying in the house.
Well, we're lucky also that we don't have to, we're in the woods. We live next to a 250-acre forest.
Wow.
So we're very lucky just to be able to have all this nature around us and not have to, I would not want to live in an apartment in the city right now.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well, I want to thank both of you, Evan Zipporin and Christine Southworth, joining us by phone today. Evan was the featured composer last year at the annual Bowling Green New Music Festival. This year, it is Augusta Reed Thomas, along with Third Coast Percussion and lots of performers, lots of wonderful music. You can tune in to the upcoming festival October 15th through 18th at their YouTube channel. That's youtube.com/BGSU Music. You've been listening to Live from FM 91 in a virtual format this morning. Special thanks to our friend Kurt Doles and everybody at Bowling Green State University for providing support and the musical performance recordings this morning. I'm your host, Brad Cresswell. Thanks for joining us today here on your public radio station, FM 91.